All right.
We're rolling. We're on. This is Date Fails. Hey, guys. Hello, live audience. Guys, we have a live audience. Can you guys make noise so the people at home know that you're here? This is...
Y'all in the corner, too.
In the...
Yeah.
The two people in the corner, they waved. It's fine.
Yeah, they just waved, yeah.
I'm just happy that there's people in the room, because I thought we were going to be podcasting to no one, which is what I usually do at home in my shower. I actually record this in the shower.
Yeah.
And I cry.
You get in the shower?
Waterproof mics aren't cheap, guys. They cost a lot of money.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. This is Date Fails. We're actually at the first night of the North Hollywood Comedy Festival.
You gotta
this
say is... NoHo. You can't say North Hollywood.
The NoHo. The NoHo.
You NoHo.
You're right. It's like, this is the NoHo house. It's like Soho house.
There's no hoes.
Ooh, I like that, Kate Quigley.
You like that?
That was very good. The NoHo house. Soho house.
They should call that new, they built a new stage outside on the patio, which is actually the old Ha Ha stage from the old Ha Ha Comedy Club. They should call that the NoHo house stage.
Oh man, that's fire.
Down. I looked at the stage, I was like, that's the door.
What do you mean?
Like, I thought that whole shit was destroyed. Like, somebody was going to make it a vegan restaurant or a taco place.
Yeah, I thought they were for sure doing an insurance claim.
Like I thought. I was like, I had to get the door.
Wait a second. You thought the old Ha Ha burned down?
No, I knew it wasn't. Like, they burned everything on the inside. Like, we ain't doing this shit no more.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people's careers burned down there. But I don't think the actual...
Bringer show producers.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get to it.
Cool.
Guys, this show is... called Date Fails. It's about bad dates. And I talk a lot about my love life, and then I have on comedians to give dating advice and talk about their love lives. And basically, not many comedians are good at dating and relationships. Not many of us are successful. But I found that not many people out in the world these days are successful. So I think what we should do, this is the first topic I want to talk about. Is anyone here single in the room, by the way? Any audience people single?
Wow, yeah. She said, sure, why not?
She said, sure, why not?
As like, she I'm looked gonna, at her date.
Like, she was just going to fold in, fall in line. Like, you know what? What the hell?
She goes, he ain't shit.
We need some response. Oh, shit, I'm single right now.
I got good predictions.
She's single till this shit over with.
Right? That's never good when you have to look at your date and then decide, am I?
Yeah.
You're kind of cheating.
And he's probably looking back at her like, come on.
No, he was like, you know what? Give I got to buy you chance. Another drink. You keep playing.
That means she's waiting for you to say it's an official thing. I think that's what it means, right? When you look at the guy, because the girl's not allowed to ever be the one to say it's official.
Yes, she is. But the thing is, I don't think you want that pressure in a public setting. Like, all of a sudden, now we got to establish we together.
And if you don't know if it's official, there's something wrong. It's pretty simple. Hey, are we dating or not? Yes, no, bye. That's
dating
it.
Is one thing, Noah. Like, are we a relationship
okay, that's
now?
It. Are we in a relationship? Yes or no? If not, bye. Gotta
it's
go.
It's not that simple.
Yeah, it is.
Simple.
Yeah, it is.
After 2 years, my girlfriend said, what are we?
That's...
Oh, that wasn't your girlfriend. Shit, that was somebody you was just kicking it with for a while.
You have to do that on stage.
Yeah.
If you have to do that.
That's the
we're
thing.
At our wedding.
It's really what are we doing? At the wedding. No, it's not that simple anymore, though, because it's like...
Why?
Because people don't just commit anymore. You know what I mean? People date multiple people.
That's out here primarily, too.
Do you think so? Or is anyone here from somewhere else?
I'm from Chicago. We try to be monogamous. We got that Midwestern values and shit.
You are not monogamous in Chicago.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man, y'all not finna put me on blast right
your
now.
Your arms look too comfy.
What the fuck?
You have a lot of no-hos under your biceps.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither. I don't know what it is either.
Wait, Kate, so you're telling me if you're talking to a guy and you're dating him, would you feel uncomfortable saying, hey, by the way, what is this? Well, are we dating? Are we in a relationship?
It's a vulnerable question.
Ask the crowd, how many people are polyamorous here?
First, we have to say what polyamorous
means. I was going to break it down. I was like, well, sorry, I went for the bigger
word. Thank you, scientist Jay Washington.
Damn right, I have education.
Who here has molecules and atoms that...
No.
I don't.
How many people are dating multiple people?
If you're polyamorous, it means you're in multiple relationships, but I don't believe in that.
So what means you use both hands?
What?
That's ambidextrous.
Oh, that's what I thought you were saying the whole time.
Yeah, that's a totally different thing, Paul. That's a talent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is this. I've been dating many guys that I thought that we were more than we were. Like, I sometimes think I'm dating someone, and then I find out that we were just fucking.
Did y'all go out and kick it?
Okay, let me.
Did you guys look at one another?
Was the lights
during
on?
Sex?
I just
or
think,
socks on.
I yeah no socks off.
Oh,
okay.
Y'all should be together.
Were his kids in the house?
Socks, you fucking so, relationship.
Socks on is only in black porn. That's the only time.
Kate just won the internet.
They switched to white socks.
Kate won the internet right now.
I mean, she got
that
a point though. Like
amazing.
Let me tell you something. I've watched my fair share of great porn. XNXX.com. And every time I've seen a black dude, he got on ankle socks. Like, fam, you couldn't get no three-quarter length joints?
Yeah.
No knee socks? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know if you know this, but the guys making those porn videos aren't getting paid a whole lot of money.
Yeah, I saw a black porn. The guy was just wearing pants. He was having sex with pants on.
You're
yeah,
that wasn't
up.
Porn. That was your neighbor. Some
that's
shit you
crazy.
Was watching.
Yeah.
You're spying through
wait,
the
so
people.
Wait, so Kate, go back to this. So you're with a guy. You can't just say, hey, what are we?
No, I have done that. But here's the thing.
And then what does he say?
I think if a guy is taking you out to meals and then at the end you're having sex, that's dating. But
that's
a lot
dating.
Of guys are like, no, that's just casual fucking with food.
But that's dating. That's what that is. That's exactly what dating is.
No, casual fucking is with lunch for the meals.
Wait, watch the over talk, guys.
Okay. Is he paying for the meals?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
If all they're right. paying.
Now in a relationship.
Well, this is what I've decided. That basically, I need to quit dating. For real. I'm serious. Until, because here's the problem. Women, we tend to do this. At the beginning, we're like, we state what we want. We're like, this is what I want. I want you to respect me. I don't want you fucking other people. I want you to take me on dates and call me and blah, blah, blah. Then we start to like them. And then the minute they see that we really like them, they start to pull a whole bunch of shit. They start to be like, you know, dogs.
You're just dating the wrong people. You're not dating somebody who's in for a relationship.
You could be right.
Do you yeah. directly say that's what you want at the beginning? Because you,
but
do you,
you
say
don't
that
know.
To yourself? No, no. Do you say that to yourself or to the guy you're talking to?
Well, I don't say I want a relationship because I don't
no,
always
do you
know.
Say you want these different things. You want to go out.
Yeah, I do. But this is the problem because then when the guys start to act like shit, you're like, do I want to go back to being alone or do I want to put up with a little bit of shit? And then we slowly start to justify the shit. And then before we know it, we're in a shitty
I'd
situation.
I'd much rather be alone, though. It's so much better to be alone because just because you're alone doesn't mean you need to be lonely. Does that make sense?
Hey, man, it's yeah. lonely as fuck out
yeah, but who gives a shit? Who
I do.
I've been in relationships man. Where I'm lonely, too, though.
That's possible.
That's what I mean.
I might just be a lonely person.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm a little lonely right now, and you're here.
Are you on Bumble and Raya?
I'm on Bumble. I hate Bumble. Are the girls here on Bumble? Who's on Bumble?
Everybody
no
in
one.
Relationships in here, except for that table. That
there's
does,
three single people.
Yeah, there's only three single people here, and none of them are on Bumble.
Bumble is bullshit.
If you're on Bumble? Okay, yeah. It took you a while to like come back into... I'm going to see who
peasant
else is on
Moshe,
Bumble.
Moshe Kasher.
Wait. I just said that. Yeah, this guy looks
so
like Moshe Kasher.
What's your Bumble handle?
There's no handle.
Oh, there's not?
It's an wow. app.
Wait.
Wow.
I thought there were handles.
So let me ask you. In your life right now, are you wanting... If you found the right guy, would you want a relationship?
Well, yes. I would have said yes a month ago, but now I'm really taking a break from guys. I'm doing a break from guys.
Doing
okay?
a cleanse?
I am. I'm doing a guy cleanse. I'm calling it a dick tox, and I'm very serious about it. So,
how long have you been on it?
About a month. Maybe 6 weeks, actually. Six-week dick tox.
Wow.
I even turned down, like, NFL dick. Like, I'm serious about this.
Wow, yeah, that's just...
Well,
thank
you.
Wow. I'm actually upset no one clapped for that, because I feel like that was a really big accomplishment.
Yeah, it's a big accomplishment.
You know
what
I mean? Wait,
too late. What position did he play?
And what string?
Yeah, that was good. That's what it was.
I can't tell.
You can tell what position he played?
Because people will figure out who it is.
Was he on the figure out about what position he played?
Was it Peyton Manning?
There's not that many of the...
It's a kicker.
No, it's not a kicker.
It's a running back. We keep running back.
We're not talking about the guy. It doesn't matter.
Here's you brought
what
it up.
Here's what I want to talk about, okay? Because this is the topic.
Was it punter?
No, right, stop. No. Enough.
Long snapper.
I want to talk about scorned women. Because.
Oh, man.
Look.
Sounds like Handmaid's Tale.
I've been noticing lately, women scorned. I know we do crazy shit. But my level of crazy in Scorntown recently went from like 0 to 1 million. But then I started telling my girlfriends all the crazy shit I was doing to this guy that pissed me off. And they were all like, oh, yeah, I've done way worse than that. And they started telling me their women scorned stories. Women will literally destroy your life for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's immature and boring.
Destroy your
Move
life
on. Move
for
on.
The rest.
Why spend your time on somebody who's not spending their time on you? Just bounce.
I know, I know, I know. But here's the thing. Even after, like, okay, I dated a guy recently. I found out he had a girlfriend, okay, towards the end.
So you didn't date him?
Well, we were dating, no. I thought.
Nah. See, you thought.
Yeah, you thought.
You thought.
I thought
you were fucking
dating.
With food.
Right.
We were fucking
was it? With food. Yep, you were fucking with food.
That's what he said. Yeah. We were meeting up. He yeah. thought it, he said, these aren't dates, they're meetups.
Yeah.
So like you it was establishing your head that those were dates.
It's a date. If you pick me up and yeah, we go roller that. Skating, it's a date.
Oh, yeah, roller skating.
We well, went roller skating.
Yeah, roller skating is
anybody
very
going
romantic.
Roller skating?
Thank you. Yeah. Roller skating is a date, okay? It might be a date for a junior high student, but we did it. It's a
if
date.
If we go roller skating like roll bounce, we fucking afterwards. We grown. There's no way I didn't rented you a size 6 skate. And I'd almost bust my shit on hardwood yeah. floors, and we ain't at a date.
That's what I'm saying.
I yeah. imagine Jay dropping his girlfriend off at the skating ring, like to her house. She goes, "All right, see you later." And Jay's like, "I believe we should have sex now."
Why do you make me like some British black dude? I believe it's time that you like, pay me the reparations.
I feel like if you ask for sex, I feel like you have to say it properly. So I feel like you have to just kind of be British with it. You know what I mean? You have to be like, "I believe some vagina is in order."
Kate, let me ask you a question.
It's very rapey, guys. Very.
So, Kate, why don't you just put his picture on the internet and say, "Hey, this guy cheated on his girlfriend and he took me out
like
on dates."
9 out of 10 women do nowadays.
Yeah, no, why not? I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Put on your Insta story.
Because I tried to take the high road. Okay, this is what I'm saying. I tried to take the high road, and my podcast listeners, they know this story because it was like a year long saga, and I finally found out, and the girl was a porn star. So to add insult to injury, like the guy was like, "I'm very private. You have to be a secret." And then I found out he's publicly dating a porn star. But here's the thing. I finally let it go. This was like a month ago. We're talking about it now, but I let it go. Mm. But the girl, her friends now, they're like doing crazy shit to me. They're
this is
like,
your fault, Kate.
Oh, they found out who you were?
Yeah. So what happened is, look, here's the problem with being a comedian and dating. You have this platform to make jokes. So at the end, I made a few jokes on Twitter about this guy.
Did you use his name?
No, I didn't use his name, but
it's all detective work.
It wasn't hard to figure out. Like, okay, he has a movie. He has an action movie that's out. And one of the like weapons in the movie or something is called ass blasters. So I made a joke on my podcast. I said, I think they're cute together. He's got a movie about ass blasters and she has movies about getting blasted in the ass. That's
And then someone was like, "I know what's going on."
But Kate, you realize this is 100% your fault. For you to be with someone for a year and he's dating a public person to know.
No, they weren't dating publicly for the year.
Yeah, you could figure it out. It's not hard.
No, I couldn't. I asked him about her.
You can.
I spent the night there.
Do you have nice furniture?
I even had the gate code.
Oh, you need a gate code?
No.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah,
thank
no,
you.
There's no
he
way
has a gate?
You can be dating somebody for a year.
He has a gate? Yeah,
he
that's
has
big.
A gate.
Yeah. Are you guys dating people with gate codes? Didn't think so.
There are women here that have dated someone for a long time and then found out that they were the side chick. I'm not the first one.
Dude, the internet. It's not hard to find.
Yeah, but I try not to be a creepy stalker because that's a bad look.
You knew he did porn. You
no,
100%
stalked. He doesn't do porn. She does porn. He's an actor.
He's an actor in porn movies.
No, he's a real actor.
He's an actor in action movies, dating a porn star that
caught on by
publicly.
Again,
wait, I thought he acted in a movie that had a scene called Ass Blasters.
Yeah, he's in a movie with little flying things called Ass Blasters. I didn't say it was a good movie. I've never seen
her
it.
Her boyfriend is not a porn guy,
it's
but he's
actually
in a movie.
That's Pixar called- movie.
It's a Disney film.
What?
called Despicable Me.
All right, listen, it doesn't matter. The point is, it made me realize how crazy women can be because I've never been this crazy, but...
So let's call him right now.
The guy?
Yeah, I have a Google number.
We
no
can't
one
call
back.
Him.
I would 100% love to call him.
We can't. He'll sue me.
Yeah, I got a Bing number.
We can't call him. He'll sue me.
How is he going to know?
Because he's going to know. What do you mean, how's he going to know? We call him on a live podcast and use his voice? That's
he
totally,
won't even know he's on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's against the law.
No, I'll say you're being, recorded for
true.
Quality and control purposes.
Once you say that, and then once they say okay, that is consent.
Quality and control?
Yeah, once you say we're calling on a recording line, this is to let you know this is for quality and control purposes.
There you
go.
Go
for it.
here's what
I'm calling from Sears. I wanted to know. Yeah. I
mean, call JCPenney. I was talking about them jeans you bought.
Yeah. What would we say if we called? What are we going to do?
We'll figure that shit out.
You just
got to
tell me what
along.
Kind of car he has. You just tell me where he works, what he does, everything, and then we can piece it together from there.
I'm sitting there trying to find ass blasters right now.
No, wait, don't look up.
Yeah, the whole time.
This is getting awkward. I'm sorry. Kate, I'm sorry.
How about if instead we, does anyone here have a story, a woman, of when you've been scorned and you've done some crazy, crazy ass shit to a guy and you want to tell us about it? Because I want to hear about it. Okay. Or has a woman done anything psycho to one of you guys when you scorned her?
Ah, there we go. Yeah. You got somebody in the back.
Get up here.
Come up here. Come up here.
Get up here.
Here.
Yeah, big round of applause for this guy.
Have a seat. Oh, this is very exciting. What's your name, sir?
I'm Jeremy.
You're Jeremy? Yeah. Nice to meet you. We need a little background first. Jeremy, are you single?
I am not.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Why did you look at the crowd first before you said something? Like, you had to make
sure. Well, I was looking at her.
She's here.
I am not. Okay.
She's cute. Nicely done. Good work. How'd you find her, first of all?
Acting, actually.
Acting?
Yeah.
Don't date actors, sweetheart. Listen. They're good at acting. That's the problem. Now, how long have you guys been together?
We've been together about a year and a half now.
A year and a half? Oh, in L.A., that's like 11 years. So that's good.
Yeah, well, we actually just moved here from in January from Reno.
From Reno?
Yeah.
You guys met acting in Reno?
Yeah. Well,
non-union car commercials.
No, I used to come to L.A. a lot for...
Get online!
I used to come to L.A. a lot for my shows, doing guest appearances on TV and stuff like that. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us your scorned woman story.
Okay.
I can't wait.
So a couple years...
Before you go, does she know?
She knows. She actually helped me through this.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it was you. I was wondering, did you know before you got him? He got serious trouble saying this.
She said she helped you with this.
Oh, she helped me through this, actually. So...
through it. Okay.
Yeah, so...
I wasn't the woman.
She wasn't the woman. We want to make this clear. She was not the woman.
For all of you guys at home, she was not the woman.
All right.
She is now.
Tell us your story.
All right. So a couple years ago, I bought a house where we lived up in Carson City, and I asked my girlfriend, who eventually became my wife, we all moved in together. It was my house. Everything's in my name, all bills, everything. And things didn't work out the way we planned. I caught her cheating, actually in my own house. And so I'm actually a really nice person. And
I can tell because you didn't murder her.
But
you have to be a nice person.
He has one bloody glove. So he goes, anyway.
If I caught a guy doing that in my husband in my own house, I can tell you he would not have a dick anymore. I guarantee. I would be like Lorraine.
Did she pay for any bills?
I would be Lorraine Bobbitt.
Was she even doing like water?
Nothing.
Damn.
She didn't pay any bills?
I paid everything. So here's the thing. I knew...
like something.
So I knew that, she couldn't support herself and she had nowhere to go. And out of the kindness of my heart, I was like, you know what? I'll allow you to stay here. We're over. I'm going to allow you to stay here. And 6 months go by after the divorce that she's still there. And things start getting a little crazy. I'm like, hey, you need to go. I need to move on. And so,
wait. I'm sorry. You're still living with her?
Still living with her.
That's so weird when people do that.
I know.
You're a nice guy.
Trying to be nice.
Were you guys dating other people at that point? Were you bringing?
I was dating her at that time after the divorce.
Did you bring her? Like, would you come home and spend the night with
No.
Oh, okay.
Out of respect, I would go to her place.
I was going to say, how does that conversation go? Look, I want to bring you over, but let you know.
But
my ex-wife is here.
But my ex would bring guys over.
She might be making oatmeal.
And you tell your ex, if there's a sock on the door, don't come inside.
A sock?
What the fuck?
My ex would bring people over, though.
She would?
Yeah.
Girls or guys?
Guys.
Did y'all have 2 bedrooms?
It was a big house.
No, Jay, they were all sharing one bed.
Yeah. Saying,
bro, he's an actor in Reno. It's 40 houses.
It's 40 bedrooms. It was a 4-bedroom house.
The general commercials pay well.
She fucking in the house? Okay. Fucking in the backyard?
Yeah. And then she bought an RV and parked it out front and would bring the guy into the RV up front.
She's like your ex-wife.
I'm gonna fuck on the road.
Your ex-wife is like Uncle Eddie from Christmas Vacation.
But I haven't even gotten to the scorned part yet.
Like, I thought this whole thing was a scorned part.
Yeah. So
she
blames me for somehow all of this and like her being the one cheating on me. So basically, I come home one day and all the locks on my house are changed and I can't get into my house. And I'm like, trying to call her, text her, what's going on? So I'm sitting on my front porch for like an hour. A cop shows up with papers for a restraining order to get me out of my own house.
Holy
and he goes,
shit.
And I'm like, it's my house. And he goes, it doesn't matter. Any woman can file and they have to do it just in case there's danger to the woman. So 30 days, I'm kicked out of my own house, everything in my name.
Wait a minute.
What about
wait
the RV?
A minute.
Is the RV
water off on that? Yeah, bitch, you so, ain't finna wash up or nothing
but,
this morning.
Wait a second.
No,
when
she
you,
probably doesn't care.
When you file a restraining order, you don't have to show any kind of evidence of like
nope.
psycho
nope,
behavior?
Nope.
I feel like a lot of
you can just
know
file
this.
It because if for some reason the court doesn't do anything about it, then they're responsible if something does happen.
That's insane.
You can thank OJ for that.
Thank you, OJ.
Post OJ, literally, since OJ, the OJ Simpson thing, every time anybody goes to file a restraining order, they have to take it seriously.
Yeah.
They automatically have to. Thank you, OJ.
So I had 10 minutes.
I'm going to file so many now.
Oh, my God.
Right now, it's some listeners to your podcast like, oh, shit, do I send up flowers?
Yeah.
Oh, what did I do?
You said like 10, like and this person? And this person? Just like a bunch of headshots?
Kate pulling out
like,
a Rolodex.
Is this a casting call?
She pulling out a Rolodex, so all of these.
It just looks like a mob hit list of just all these people.
She's like, what is this? Is this a casting list for The Bold and the Beautiful? No, I just need all these restraining orders.
Is there like a section in the restraining order where you say, what's it for? Like explanation section?
She said that she just felt threatened. That's all you have to say. Oh. It's felt threatened. Because I wanted her to leave.
Whose name is on the
that
house?
That is threatened.
Mine. It's everything is me. All
in your
my
name.
I own the house, everything.
And so lights fucking around with me. You better do everything in the goddamn dark.
Yeah, can't you just call and turn off all the utilities? So
because that's counted as retaliation, and I would get in trouble for it.
Oh, I'm going to kill this bitch.
Oh, this bitch got to go.
So
yeah, this girl's really mean.
Right? Oh, man. Can we call her?
I got a Google number.
I doubt her cell phone's working.
Yeah, I don't even have her number anymore.
You can burn her phone.
Oh my God.
But that's not
even. How about you give us her name? We'll all look her up and we'll all hit her up on Facebook.
No, Josh, we're not going to be vindictive. We're going to take the high road.
Yeah, that's considered retaliation.
Wait, so what happened to the RV? Is it still there?
No.
That's only half of it, though.
Okay.
So, what?
Yeah. So 30 days go by. This nice girl allows me to stay with her as I meet her and from acting, everything like that. She lets me stay with her. The cop gives me 10 minutes to grab clothes and my car, and that's it. Then I go to court. I win in court because I have no criminal background. There's no proof. She has no proof that I did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. So the judge awards me the win. The day after the court hearing, she filed again.
Yo. Oh, this lousy bitch.
Was this on Judge Judy? Like, it's a perfect episode.
Oh, this needed Judge Mathis.
Judge Mathis, you so upset?
Dude, ma'am, what the fuck are you doing?
See, this is so unfair. See, this is what makes me kind of mad is that, like, as much as I want to kill guys sometimes, it's like, it's not fair that we can just say some shit and it just gets believed with no evidence.
I mean,
that's
you can't make me mad. There's no way you'll ever see me angry.
Was it another 30 days?
It was another 30 days. So here's what I did. I put the house up for sale and sold it out from under her ass.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Shit.
He goes, you don't want to get out, I'll sell it.
Quick question. The girl that let you stay at her place, are you dating her now?
I'm right here.
She's
you
here.
Better correct the shit out of Josh Nass.
Damn, this girl is like, he is spoken for, motherfucker.
Yes,
get back.
I am dating her. She's...
Josh is straight, don't worry.
But she's one of the best girls I've ever met.
You know, man, you...
She's one of the best girls you've ever met? You better correct that statement,
she's the
mother.
Best girl I have
you're
ever
not
met.
Edit that
wow.
off this podcast.
But because
you're
I...
Not
but
edit
because
that
I also do stand-up comedy, she...
Oh, fuck, dump him, dump
it.
Him, dump him. You yeah. don't... don't
see how quick that changed, y'all? Yeah. Kate was all behind him like, oh, this bitch is horrible. He was like, I do stand-up. Girl, dump his ass.
I'm kidding. Comedians are wonderful.
Thank
we
you.
Keep, we keep.
Yeah.
It,
so you're funny. That, you're that yeah, nice,
so
huh?
What did she do? How did she react to you selling the house?
She couldn't do anything about it.
I mean, damn.
Wow.
First
of all.
But she did basically demand at least, 40% of the sale. Which
well,
she got.
You guys were married, so I mean.
What?
I mean, she paid for those locks, so she should get some money.
But you guys were married, receipts. Right? So I think she gets something.
Yeah, but in Nevada.
That's insane.
There's not like California, but she still got it.
Wait a whole good goddamn minute.
You know what I like about this story a lot? I feel so much less crazy after hearing it. Like, because I've done some crazy shit, but my crazy shit is like I tweet jokes about you. Maybe, you know, I don't know. I use this app called Burner, where you can text someone from like 45 phone numbers on one phone.
Ain't shit.
Yeah, so if someone really, only if they're wrong, like if they cheat on me or lie to me, then I'll like text them from different numbers and pretend to be all kinds of just like crazy people and send them weird messages. Mm. That's as crazy as I go. I don't show up and like, you know.
You make him feel like he's in a group text.
He ain't got no idea.
Make him want to kill himself.
Who the hell is Earl?
Damn, that's
I don't want to go to the party.
Thank you for that story. Do you want to give your social media a shout out or something for your, since you're an actor and all that good stuff?
You know, I'll shout out EV Productions, who's given me a lot of opportunities with doing films and, you know, CBS as well.
CBS, the network?
The network, yeah.
I don't think they need a shout out. I think they're fine.
Yeah, I thought you said CVS. No, like CVS. No,
the pharmacy.
And you know,
thank you for the prescriptions.
The acting classes that got it started for me, Take Two Performance Studios. So they were a big help for me in getting where I am and keeping my spirits high and always happy. Of course, my girl.
Jesus Christ. The girl.
Okay, you better make sure you acknowledge her. That should have been first.
This girl has been the most supportive person that I've ever met.
It's
to be considered a guy that was like, wait, you had a restraining order on you? Like, are you crazy or what? And she realized that, like, I'm not this crazy guy, and I'm actually super nice, and she's been so supportive. And so it's a huge shout out to her for being there always.
I like that she just acted like you forgot her in, like, an Oscar speech.
I wasn't done.
She was like that.
You better learn how to do it like black people. There's a black people thing. First off, you give honor to God. Secondly, your mama. Third, whoever you're in a relationship with.
Yeah.
You will never go wrong.
Is that true?
Hell yeah.
That's a black people
Watch
thing?
Watch every black award. Huh. Giving honor to God who's head of my life. I wouldn't be here without him. I want to thank my mom because she brought me up.
Every black award.
Every black award show.
Every How many black award shows are there? That are just
you haven't
black
seen
award?
The 44th the annual black award show? It's just called the Black Award Show.
The Black Awards. I would watch that.
I'm going to rephrase everything. I'd like to thank God. My,
all right, man. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. We appreciate you. Wow, God. That was fucking nuts.
Yeah, man. That was drama.
I've never done anything that crazy. I'm gonna now, though.
I don't understand the whole changing locks thing. Like, people actually go to Home Depot and they're actually picking out locks. And, like, that whole idea is just pretty insane to me.
I wouldn't know how to change a lock if I had to. I'd have to bring home one of those Mexican guys. I don't know. Jack, what's up? Jack, are you going to sit down on the podcast, please? Yeah. Jay, do you want to let Jack have the seat for a minute since Josh already got up? Yeah. Jay Washington, guys. Clap for Jay Washington.
You want to thank anyone, Jay, before you leave?
I like thank God.
Hi, Jay Washington, guys.
What's up, guys?
Guys, run time. It's Jack Jr.'s birthday. So
Dude, someone just gave me Amp Radio gave me two Taylor Swift tickets.
Shut up.
Yeah.
They're all going to leave right now.
You know what's hilarious? I don't like Taylor Swift.
Really? I'll take
them. But I like money, so does anyone want to buy them?
Raffle. Hey, raffle it off.
I thought it was going to be a raffle. He's straight up scalping tickets.
Yeah. $5. Everybody gives $5 and you raffle it off.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jack, I just want to say, first of all, how impressive this is. So listen to what a good guy Jack is, everyone. Jack's parents own this comedy club, as you know, and it's the 30th anniversary of the club.
Yeah.
And Jack put together this whole festival as a gift to his parents to celebrate 30 years. I know.
All right. I know.
So you're a really good son, and I hope when they die, they leave you the club. That's what you deserve for this. You've got this festival going on and promote it a little bit. I'm going to put this podcast up tonight. So talk about what's up here this weekend.
So basically, festival. It's a comedy festival. A lot of comics, a lot of fun, a lot of drinking, a lot of partying, dancing. Just a whole, like, it's like Coachella, but for comedy. You know, people are going to be out here. A lot of celebrities are going to come by. I'm not allowed legally to say who they are, but you definitely know who they are. They rhyme with Fluffy. I got Paul Rodriguez coming. Kreischer's going to come by tonight.
Joey's going to come by tonight, I think.
Everyone's come by. This is a great, and you guys are here tonight. And honestly, I hope you guys come out throughout the week because it's only going to get better and better and better. And we're going to just party and have fun, all right?
I got to say, you know.
You're the only girl here, so we might have to dance with you over and over.
And it's a full bar. It's full food, everything. So they have everything.
Perfect. Everything. So guys, listening at home, if you're in the LA area, that is the Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood. I come here every weekend when I'm in town and perform. It's a great spot. You got to check it out. And how can they get tickets, Jack?
If you go to NoHoComedyFestival.com, you get tickets there. Also, too, if you DM me on Instagram at Jack Junior Comic,
that's amazing.
I will give you personally an extra free ticket and a free drink and maybe touch it a little. All right.
So creepy and amazing.
That was such a Me Too moment, but it's fine. Everything's good. Okay, listen. I got a whole bunch of questions messaged to me online. Does anyone here have a dating or relationship question that they want to throw out in the audience before we go to online questions? We'll answer yours.
Any questions? Right here?
Any dating,
anything,
relationship
sex,
question
dating,
at all? Anything
need,
at all?
Any kind of question.
You need advice.
Everybody's in a relationship.
I said you need advice, and half the room chuckled. Like, you fucking morons aren't giving a shit.
Their questions be like, how do I get out of my current relationship?
Yeah. my friend Pete right here. What's your question?
Question?
Yeah. Think. You can think for a minute. I have one someone messaged to me, so this
is
a good one. All right.
Oh, yeah, we got it?
No.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
That was your moment. Your moment passed. Okay.
We'll come back to him.
Such an LA answer.
A guy messaged me and he said, if you want to be in an open relationship, you're willing to commit, but you want to be allowed to hook up with other people. Is this something you should bring up at the beginning, or is this something that you should work into the conversation later in the relationship after you've... In the beginning, before you get stabbed, says the woman in the audience.
I mean, is this guy an idiot?
Yeah.
Of course you bring it up at the beginning. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. I'm asking.
You're
your
an
opinion.
Idiot, asking. Of course, you bring it up because it makes me angry. It makes me so angry. Should you have kids and then bring it up? No, douchebag. You fucking idiot.
Bring it down.
Bring it up in
bring
the beginning.
Bring it down, Josh.
Sorry, I got
Josh
excited.
Yells that in the beginning to his girlfriend.
This is also
mean.
Josh, is this how you speak to the people you date?
No.
Throwback Tuesday for him.
Should I bring up that I have AIDS in the beginning or in the middle? Yeah, bring it up the beginning.
Actually, I disagree about the AIDS thing. I don't think that's appropriate first date conversation.
I wasn't paying attention to the question.
All you heard was AIDS?
Do you have AIDS? That's the question.
No.
All right.
Transparency is so key, and I think most people miss that. So that's why not just romantic relationships, but business and personal relationships, they all crumble if you're not being transparent in the beginning.
Wow. It's like a TED Talk moment.
Dude, he's great.
Right there. Business also.
He's so smart.
Look at him. Isn't he handsome, by the way? I can barely sit. Okay.
Cool. One man clap.
One man clap.
Two,
And a lady who's been looking the other way the whole time. Literally. It's
all
amazing.
Right. What about your buddy's question? What's your question? We need questions.
You have time to think about it.
We need... I know girls out here have questions. Come on, ask anything.
Yeah, who?
Yes.
Ooh, the question was, is it all right?
you're talking about for guys?
Wait,
and I can have a warmer women?
Yeah. Wait, let me say the question for the listeners. The question was, is it all right to have a monogamous relationship and mess around with women? That's a great question.
No, it's not. Of course it's not all right. Not monogamous then.
Boring.
No. Hey, that's what you're saying.
Wait, are you saying?
I mean, but what would it be? No, of course it's not all right. That's not monogamous.
Well, hold on. Wait.
What if you don't know what monogamous means?
Jack doesn't understand the terminology. Can we dumb it down?
Your monogamous. Girlfriend does, though.
Oh,
your fiance.
Wait, do you mean on the side, like you just hook up with another girl and he's not there? Or do you mean like threesome type thing? Just another girl on the side. Like, if he's out of town and you, like, want to get yours, you bring a girl home.
Is that what's going on right over here? Is he at home right now? And you're like, is he cool?
Yeah. This is
She's
cool,
asking
right?
permission, not a question.
You go, girl.
This is actually a funny question, because I was dating a guy one time.
One time.
I'm fucking with food. I'm not sure what it was, but... I was dating a guy for real, and a girl was coming on to me, and it really bothered him that I told him, I go, I almost went home with this girl. I've never gone home with just a girl before. And he was actually like jealous. He didn't like the idea of it. So I don't know if guys really are cool with it. I don't think guys like you to step out when they're not around.
No.
I mean, if you're secure with your shit, I'm secure.
So, you're Jack, okay you come it? Home and your girl
is with a girl.
No, 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 no. You she.
I'm like, yes. No, wait a minute. I was like, I'm so happy.
You know, it's my birthday.
No,
I was like, you want me to get snacks?
You come up. Jack, you come home and your girl sits you down and she says, I just want you to know that I've been hooking up and I've hooked up with a bunch of girls in, during our relationship. Would that upset you at all?
Not at all.
I think okay. You're high-fiver.
And I'll be like, me too.
You asshole. Fucking, only because it's your birthday I'm letting that go.
Yeah.
I mean, bad. I guess there it is. But Josh would be upset.
Yeah, 100%.
Paul, what about
that's
you?
Lying.
For real, would you be upset if it's a girl you love, honestly, and you found out she's getting a little side action, but it's all women?
Yeah, because I'm sensitive, so oh. I would probably feel like a little bit betrayed. Like, for first, I would ask how many, and if it's like, if it's more than like
a baker's dozen.
Yeah, baker's dozen's like what, 16?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
something
13,
like that.
Guys.
Yeah.
Baker's dozen.
So if it was more than, I don't know. I feel like even if it was one, I would still feel the effects of it. I'd probably ask a lot of follow-up questions. Like,
yeah.
That kind of see what she looks
I'd
like.
I'd ask to do a three-way and then break up with her.
Bro, you love
you
calling people.
You wouldn't want to break up
like,
with her, though.
No, I do. No, I'm done, dude. That's all. That's
what if
cheating.
She told you? It's cheating?
That's cheating. If a girl does that behind your what? Back, that's cheating. And she's a lying
If it was
hoe.
A guy, it'd be cheating.
I agree if it's behind your back. I just think that if that's something you're into, you find a guy who's cool with it. Like Jack, you know? Yeah. Like, you just find a guy that's down. Yeah. I think most guys are okay with that.
Right? Are you okay with it? You'd be mad? If she was with a girl, you'd be mad?
Would you be mad if she stepped out with another woman? Aww, he's been with her 27 years.
And does there's that mean? No need.
Oh, there's no need.
Oh, there's no need.
That means, oh, okay. Damn, it's scary. I've been with her for 27 years. There's no need.
Yeah, he made a face like, I'll kill him.
I've been with
bitch.
Her for 27 to life.
Kate Quigley.
He's the guy version of
Kate
me.
Quigley.
Yes, yes.
You come home and your boyfriend says, look, I've been seeing, I've hooked up with somebody else and I wanted to tell you, and it's been guys.
At the risk of sounding like super lame, I have actually thought about this a lot because I've been attracted to some guys I was hooking up with a guy that I found out was bi. I can't. Oh. I don't know why something about it really bothered me.
Jack Jr. is killing on his
thank
birthday.
You, yeah. I do this for a living.
I just I can't. Once I know you're into guys, I think it's just because I'm too insecure, though, because then whenever I'm out with you, it's like that episode of Sex and the City where, like, she's worried, are you checking out the guy or the girl in the room? Like, I don't think I could deal with it, you know? I'm too insecure, basically. And also, I'm kind of a man. Like, I'm very masculine, so I need a guy that's, like, such a dude, he would never consider fucking another guy, ever.
Never.
Now, here's my question. Is it gay if you get blown by another guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Unless you didn't know it maybe it looked like a girl, it's a pass.
What happens if
it looks like a girl?
Like, if it was one of those chicks with six.
That's a pass?
If you didn't know, I was like, my bad, dude.
What if you figure...
He just fist bumped and gave a peace sign.
Fist bump. Like, you guys just got done playing basketball. Yeah. All right, man, see you Tuesday.
Wait, but what about this? What about this? What if you meet a hot girl at a club, you bring her home, and then, like, partway through, like, she's about to blow you, and you realize it's a dude? Would you still let her?
Have you come already or not?
No.
Okay, then it's okay.
Okay, I don't think so.
But she hasn't blown you yet. I'm saying.
Yeah, once you come, it turns gay.
Stop saying it's a she.
That's what it is.
It's
yeah.
If you know it's not a dude, a girl anymore, it's a she. You gotta bye bye.
You have to say goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as you know it's a dude, it turns gay.
What if you found out right in the middle of the blowjob?
Then you go, fuck.
Well, that'd be weird.
Yeah. Because that could happen.
They, like got, me, they got me again.
By the way, I'm a dude.
Again.
This is the fifth time you've gotten me. Son of a...
This is the worst bar ever.
It's called Motherload. Why does it keep happening?
You guys having a good time? Yeah.
I just want to say, I apologize that they can't hear us through the sound system, I don't think. So we're yelling at you,
that's
basically,
what we're
from the stage.
Well, he's yelling
but,
he's angry,
bro. Yeah. Josh is always angry.
I'm not angry. It's just gave you fuck dudes. That's just what it is. It's just how it ends up.
I kind of think the same, but I don't know. Do we have any other? What's the worst date you've ever been on, Paul? Worst date you've ever been on, like, horrible disaster story.
I met some girl at this bar called The Woods.
I love that bar.
The bar was cool. We were having a good time. And then I dropped her off at her drug dealer's house.
My house.
Yeah, I dropped off Jack's house.
How did you know it was her drug dealer?
She told me. She was like, hey.
What the fuck? Was this girl, did she look like a drug addict?
No. She didn't look like a drug addict at all, but she was, like, I feel like she was doing some hard drugs. Like, she wasn't doing weed. She was doing, like, the next level shit.
What's next level after weed?
Heroin and coke.
Percocet?
And
meth. Yeah, like okay. meth and, like, Adderall and...
Was she skinny?
She was... Yeah.
No, she wasn't that skinny.
So that's, she just started.
Yeah, she just started. It's her first day.
Yeah. Did you go out with her again?
No, but she texted me. She was like, hey, really sorry. Can you pick me back up?
At 5 a.m?
Wait a minute.
You dropped her at her drug dealer's house, and then she asked you to come back and get her?
Yeah. This was before Uber.
How hot was she? On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot was she?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
She was like a 7.
Did you go back for her?
But the drugs kind of turned me on.
No, I didn't go back for her.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I probably should have.
Why?
I don't know. I just, I thought we connected.
You never heard from her again? You think
she died? I met her off Plenty of Fish. I don't know if you guys remember that website. Hey, you guys remember that?
Let's call her.
Let's call her. Josh works for Verizon.
I really do want to call someone.
I want to call everybody.
I always want to call someone, but it's hard to do because they can't hear the phone call here in the club. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we'll do a live call thing out at the bar after this.
But that was my worst date.
That's it? That's not even that bad.
Yep.
I know, you can tell I've been on a lot of bad dates because to me, I'm like, having someone ask to be dropped off at a drug dealer's place seems relatively tame to me.
Yeah, I think it's because we connected so much and I was really enjoying myself.
You did?
And I was like looking in her eyes, smiling, but the whole time she wanted to get high. And I was just like, damn.
Did she keep bringing it up and keep bringing it up?
No, she was just like very anxious. And I thought, I was like, man, she just wants to like go home and hook up, you know? But I was like, let me play this cool.
She was in withdrawal.
Yeah, really.
wait, I have a question. Oh, this is a good one. And if there's someone in the audience that wants to answer this one, shout out at me, okay? Have you ever fucked someone straight off a dating app? Like you match with someone on Tinder and you just invited them over and they came over and had sex with you? Because I've never done that or had that happen.
Yes.
Yeah, me
really?
Too.
Never.
Yeah, it's happened. Yep.
She was a porn girl.
Wait, you like personality? You have a girlfriend.
I have no pictures. This is not a good picture on Tinder.
Oh, you're saying that you can't get anyone to do that for you? I'm sorry. Well, it's your birthday. So don't cry.
That's where you got to put those like bunny filters.
I hate the animal filters. I'm like, why do guys think that's hot? Like to me, that means you jerk off at the zoo. Like that's how I feel about the animal
filters.
There
is, by the way, I think anything you can think of has happened or will happen. And there's some dude who loves jerking off at the zoo. There has to be somebody like that.
Never have done it.
Josh has done it. That's why he is the guy. Okay, so tell your Tinder hookup story.
First of all, kind of like Jack, I never hook up from dating apps. I'm not good. I'm not good at it because I don't play these dumb games. And this girl was flirting right away. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, well, do you want to come over? And she goes, yes. And she just came over. It was the first time I ever said anything really like that.
Did you think that she was like a fake account? I would think it was like a prostitute or something.
But yeah, but if I just said, come over, I have a gate on my house. So I have a gate on my house.
And you gave me the gate code, you fucking asshole.
I figured, and I could look down. So I said, do you want to come over? She said, yep. I gave her the address and she came over. Oh, actually what I did was I went around and I went down. When she said she was out front, I went down by the garage and I came around and I just walked up the street like I was texting. And then she was hot. I'm like, oh, hey, how are you? And then she came in and we had sex and that was it.
What?
Totally 100%.
But then what? Like,
I ended up finding out she did porn.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Moshe Cash.
It's pretty awesome. Awesome evening.
Wait a minute though. Like, yeah. So she only like looked at your photos. You must have some really good, I mean, you're hot, but you must have like really good photos.
No, I'm not good looking like that. I'm not like,
how hot was she? Like what level porn star, like really hot?
Honestly, she was pretty hot. She was like, I like a 9 or 10, like hot. Like
nine
hot,
or 10.
Out of my league. Definitely out of my league.
A 10?
A 10,
yeah.
Bro, that's
she was
huge.
She
like
was really
Jessica
hot.
Simpson hot? Like Jennifer Lopez hot?
Jessica Simpson?
I don't know. I don't know why I named her.
Like I call Princess Diana.
I'm picking like celebrities
is this bad,
from 20 years
is this
ago.
Bad if you call a girl, is this bad if you call a girl 7'11", face 7, body 11? Is
no,
that a bad thing to do?
Because I think that I'm like a 7'8".
You're a 7'8"?
I'm like a 7 in the face, or maybe like a 5 in the face and like an 8 in the body. Whatever.
You're high five.
Thank you.
Yeah. High five. As long as you put your hand in the face, we're good. There it is. I like that.
So wait a second. Hold on. I need more info on this.
Yes.
Did you talk at all when she came in?
That's no. We honestly, and it was so weird. And I don't have it anymore. I delete. But there really was not that much communication. It was just like hang out, and it was like an afternoon. And I was just like, I think it was Bumble. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Nothing much. Oh, I'm just hanging out. Where do you live? I live in West Hollywood. Oh, I'm in Woodland Hills. And I'm like, oh, you want to come down? She's like, okay, great. And she came down.
Thank you. Who does that?
I mean, I meant a porn star. That's what I meant,
right,
a porn star.
Right.
Did you?
I gave her $40.
No, I gave her no money. Gave her no money. A porn star.
Wait, can I tell you my best? Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot all about this.
Used you as practice?
I've never done that, okay? But there was a guy I went out with a few times, and then we hooked up. And, oh, so he's coming over to my place, and he didn't have condoms. I texted him. I said, bring some condoms. And he was like, I don't have any on me. I'm almost there. And he goes, is there a 7-Eleven or something nearby? Can you run and grab some? Like, he wanted me to go buy the condoms.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Well, I just really needed to have sex. It had been a while. It was a slump buster, you know? Mm-hmm.
What's
so,
that?
A slump buster, it means, like, you need to just knock one out so you still feel like you know how, because it had been, like, a few months. Guys know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
that sounds violent.
Yeah, that's every day.
It sounds violent. So, get this. I go to 7-Eleven. The only option they have is, like, a $20, like, 10-pack of condoms. They didn't have like a single condom at my 7-Eleven. So I had to buy the $20 box, right? So I bought it, and then the guy came over, and then we had sex, and it was great. But then we never hung out again. Like, the next day he texted me like, good time. I never saw him again. And then I started to get kind of pissed off because I spent $20 on the box of condoms.
You used to have 19 condoms?
Yeah.
Let's call him.
I mean,
these are such good phone calls.
No, you know what I did? I sent him a Venmo request for the $20.
I think that's very appropriate.
And I made him pay me back for the condoms.
Wait, what was the emoji you used for what the Venmo was for?
The cucumber with the little water squirt. And he sent me the $20.
And did you keep the condoms?
They're still in my house. I don't really often, you know.
You don't use condoms.
Usually a guy has a condom, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, listen.
What guys here have condoms in their pocket right now?
Or women. Who has
a condom?
They're
all in relationships. They're not going to answer.
Oh, yeah, you guys don't use condoms.
If you're in a relationship and he is using a condom, just so you know, you're the side hoe. That's what I found out. That's what I should have known. This guy would pull out wearing a condom.
Not to be this guy, but you need to... This guy would pull out wearing a condom?
Wearing a condom.
Oh, that guy's amazing.
I do that.
I've done that. And I hold the condom close so they can't get the semen. I'd 100% do that. Yep. I feel like...
Why are you holding your semen up like it's a fish? Like a catch?
Josh won't even leave the condom behind in the trash.
I don't.
He's like, I know this bitch will take my semen.
I don't want any of that. I don't want any...
Why do you think your sperm is so fucking special?
Because I'm about to make it, I hope. Fuck yeah. I'm trying my best.
What's the cryptocurrency of Josh's sperm?
You think some girl's going to impregnate herself based on the hope that you make it?
Hey, I got TV credits.
No,
fuck you.
All right. I think she would like break into like Kobe Bryant's house.
Yeah,
before she,
like,
she's not gonna go. I want a 5'8 Jewish guy who drives a Kia. That's nobody's thing. You know what I mean?
At least you have a car. I'm riding a bicycle.
Amazing.
All right, listen, guys.
So
you know what? We're gonna wrap this up because there's gonna be a comedy show. This was really fun. You know, if the sound had been amplified, I feel like this would have gone really well.
If they could have heard us, we would have been good. Yeah, all right, great.
I do want to say one thing, guys. Yes. Date Fails is such a dope podcast. I've been on this. I've been on it twice, and Kate is such a dope host. So just like a round of applause for
one more
Kate.
Time for Kate Quigley.
She's been doing this podcast for a long time. She's had so many guests. And podcast is really, really dope.
If you really do, like this episode was a little weird because we don't normally do it in front of an audience. And when we do, you really normally can hear us and stuff. But it is a cool podcast. It's on the All Things Comedy Network, which you guys should check out. If you like podcasts, it's owned by Bill Burr and Al Madrigal. Bill is obviously amazing. And pretty much every comic now has a podcast on there. So check it out. It's called Date Fails. This whole festival is going to be awesome. And I really, really mean it that like, Jack is one of my closest friends. I think it's so cool he's doing this for his family. So support the festival. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for being here. And enjoy the next show, guys. We love you.
Yeah.
Bye. Woo.
We didn't give our podcast handles.
So, guys, Josh is right. The podcast ended on stage. And now I'm in a hotel room in Connecticut, the North Hollywood Comedy Festival, the NoHo Fest. It's still going on all weekend. Please go check it out. Also, please check out the guests that I had tonight. I'm going to put them all in a tweet and on my Instagram. But I had, of course, Josh Nassar, who's an amazing comic, Jay Washington, Paul Elia, and Jack Asadorian Jr., as well as our audience guests. Thank you so much for everyone who came out. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting. And it is midnight in Connecticut on Thursday. I'm going to post this shit up. That means it's 9 p.m. in L.A. You guys could be hearing it there tonight. And wherever you are, y'all are badass bitches. I love you. Thanks for being here. Bye.